It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Hunger and food insecurity is worsening in Wisconsin. The struggle to afford groceries is driven by a number of factors.
Inflation has been causing food prices to go up, along with the cost of living.
And now with cuts to federal programs and day 15 of a partial government shutdown, some families are starting to miss paychecks.
This also comes ahead of the holiday season, a time when food banks tend to experience greater demand in the communities they serve.
Here to talk about the situation at food banks is Michelle Orge, President and Executive Director of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin, and Matt Steenstra, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Michelle and Matt, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Michelle, let's start with you. What volumes of food are moving through your organization at Second Harvest now, and how does it compare to this time last year?
We're holding pretty steady compared to last year, which is about 2 million pounds a month. But the notable thing is that is higher than the height of the pandemic. I mean, we're edging up a bit each month, but it's not as noticeable as compared to the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, we were at about 500,000 pounds a month, which we were pretty proud of. And then during the pandemic, it was 1 million pounds a month. And that was surprising to us. Based on our capacity, but not based on the situation we were in with COVID. Now we're twice as much food as we were at the height of the pandemic, and that's pretty significant.
And you have a direct line to food banks in local communities. What are you hearing from the local food banks that you distribute food to?
Yeah, we work with about 300 partners and programs, partner agencies, food pantries, meal programs, mobile pantries, school markets, around our 16 counties. And they are just seeing increases in the number of folks they're seeing, the number of visits, the new folks that are coming for support. And they need more food from us. And it's been challenging to get them everything they need just because of resources that are available to all of us. There's food out there, there's donated food out there, but having the resources to be able to get that to where it needs to go. I mean, we're built for this, but the increases are putting a lot of pressure on folks, the uncertainty, every week there's something, We're used to uncertainty, but the number of things that have been, thrown our way over the past several months have been significant. And, it's even more so for the folks facing food insecurity.
Matt, what does this economic uncertainty look like in your organization? How does food output compare to last year?
Feeding America East Wisconsin represents 35 counties on the eastern part of the state. And over across the entire year, we serve about 500,000 people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree with Michelle. We're working to get out millions of pounds of food a month. However, this is the same heightened demand that we've been seeing now since inflation really started kicking up in 2022. There's pockets across our footprint where we're seeing food pantries from Milwaukee to Berlin, Wisconsin, that are saying that they've seen their participation double and then double again. That being said, it's really a struggle for food pantries, not just to figure out how do we make sure that we serve this growing line of people coming through to be able to access food, but how are we making sure that we're giving them food that they can put together to make a meal? So we've seen this dramatic increase in food pantry visitors, but it's been sustained and there's been a strain on the system. And like Michelle said, we're built for moments like this, but we were never meant to be able to have to do this all alone.
Matt, I'm sure you also have an eye on the situation around SNAP benefits, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Trump administration warning there could be insufficient funds to pay for full SNAP benefits. What are you seeing and how are you preparing for this?
Our job is to make sure that we're able to help serve our network of 400 food pantries and meal sites. There's no way that we can replace the food share program across the entire state. It serves nearly 700,000 people. And every single month, it's more than $110 million that gets injected into our local grocery stores and retailers. For every one meal we're able to provide, the food share program provides nine. We can't replace that. So what we need to do is to make sure that we're keeping an eye on what's happening both in Washington, D.C. and Madison. And we're making sure that we're working with our partners to deliver like clear, strong, consistent communication to make sure that they're as prepared as they can be. But no food pantry is going to be able to accept and serve all the people that come through their doors if there's no food share benefits in November.
And Michelle, I would imagine Second Harvest is watching this closely as well. I mean, starting November 1st, the federal government is also expanding its work requirements for different assistance programs, including SNAP. And this could, you know, make people ineligible. How do you think these changes could affect demand at the food banks and for your services?
Well, you know, there are so many folks that we support that get that extra supplemental help from WIC, from SNAP, from other benefits that now are going to need more support from us. And the preparing for what is ahead, you know, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we're, you know, with a government shutdown, including the, you know, the employees that may be affected by that looming as well. The you know, their savings are going to be running out if this continues. It's just, you know, there's the term perfect storm gets used a lot. This just seems to be an ongoing storm with this, and it's I keep thinking that we've seen everything and we just keep seeing something new, and we're just bracing for what's coming next.
That is Michelle Orge, President and Executive Director of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Matt Steenstra is with us as well, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement for Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. You know, the holidays, Matt, are right around the corner. I would imagine this is traditionally a challenging time for food banks when you see more demand. You know, do you think that that will be the case in the holiday season?
Of course. Every November, it is the, I don't think it's a stretch to say it's the busiest time for food banks. And it's the busiest time for food pantries because families are coming together, looking to put together meals that they can feel proud about, that they can feel good about, that there's emotion and tradition attached to. And we want to make sure that our food pantries have not just food, but the ingredients it takes to be able to make a meal that people can really feel good about. But there's only so much food to go around. And like Michelle said, there's a massive amount of uncertainty right now, and demand is already at an all-time high. What we're seeing is not just an increase in people coming to food pantries, but an increase of new families. A recent study from Feeding America showed that 30% of the people that are coming to food pantries right now don't even qualify for federal benefits. And we're seeing a growing number of people that have jobs, but their incomes are just a little too high to qualify for free school meals or to qualify for food share benefits. So figuring out how to make sure that we're working with food producers, that we're working with our state and federal government to figure out how we can best serve families is going to be really key. And it's a really tight timeline right now.
Michelle, I want to turn to the ingredients themselves and what is on the shelves. Matt talked about having the right ingredients for families to be able to put different, you know, recipes together. Have you had any issues with stocking fresh produce and fresh staples, for instance?
Well, they cost more and that takes resources, right? So the challenge that families face, the challenge is that, I mean, when any of us go to the grocery store, we know that some of the food costs more, and that's often the food that has highly nutritious values. It's the fresh foods, it's the produce. And this is food that everyone wants to feed their family good food. And the challenges that folks face are that the same ones we face is that is some of the most high cost food. And that is our barrier, is getting that food has costs associated with it. We can get it donated, but there's, you know, we have to store it in refrigeration. There's transportation in refrigeration. It has a short shelf life and just the logistics of all of that. And, you know, we're built for this, but it's a lot of logistics, and our partners need to turn this food around really quickly. And having the right mix of it, you know, no matter what anybody believes somebody should be doing or buying or serving their kids. I believe that everybody wants to give their kids good food. It's just a matter of cost. And often the reason why folks are not feeding their families the most nutritious food is because they can't afford it. And we're able to get a lot of local food. You know, there's food banks in Wisconsin, Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, Second Harvest, the other food banks in Wisconsin. We do a really good job of working with local agriculture, producers, vendors all around the state to make sure we get as much local produce. Because for every dollar we spend on local produce, it's like $1.60 in local economic activity. And that's important to us, supporting local agriculture.
And Matt, you know, you obviously have different contracts than someone going through the grocery store line and paying at checkout. But has inflation been challenging for what you can keep in stock and distribute to food banks?
Absolutely. Inflation hits everything across the board, from the food that we go out and source to the boxes that help make sure that the food gets to families at a maybe mobile pop-up pantry, to the trucking costs of delivering the food up to the northern Wisconsin counties or down to Racine. Across the board, inflation hits us at every single line item in the budget, which is why we work really hard to build strong relationships with the community to make sure that we communicate the challenges that we face, the what's at stake, and how everyone coming together can be part of the solution.
Well, Matt and Michelle, thank you so much for the update. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Matt Steenstra is with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Michelle Orge leads Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. And for disclosure, Second Harvest is a business sponsor of WPR. We've been checking in on food insecurity and what food banks are experiencing during the government shutdown and how they'll prepare for demands in the upcoming holiday season.